The music was at the start. Hi.
Hi, is this Meredith?
Yeah.
That was actually Dakota, but this is Meredith.
Yeah, this is Meredith and Dakota and Emma.
Who do we have here?
Hello.
Just FYI, you're on air, so keep it clean.
Keep it fun.
I will try.
What's up?
Wait, so nothing. How are you?
Wait, is this Anne?
Yes, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Anna
I
Hall.
Love hearing your sweet, sweet voice. I
Amazing.
Miss you.
Amazing. Wait, I'm so happy you called in, Anne.
I'm Do so you glad I figured out that I had to turn up the volume in order to get perfect.
Wait, this is also
voices.
Maybe our first call in ever.
Yeah,
it is our first call. Once, right? What? But we didn't pick up.
Yeah, no, we've had many calls, but never one that goes on air.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, hello, everyone.
What do you have to say to WMFO and Medford and Tufts Freeform Radio? Because that's what you're listening to.
I really don't have much to say. Just that I love this station and all the people who help keep it running.
Aw, thank you.
You're so sweet.
Thank you, guys.
And I have...
And thanks for playing. Yeah.
I have a prompt for you. And you don't have to answer on air because this is announcing our theme for the week. If you have one that comes to mind, let me know. But you can also take some time and, like, text me it later. Yeah. But our theme for this week is songs that you listen to impress someone you were into or a significant other or to seem cool for them or anything like that. Are there any songs that come to mind?
Yes.
Everyone has them.
Playlist. Let me pull up.
Did you have this playlist pre-made?
No.
A fun fact.
Songs that,
A fun fact about Anne is she has playlists for like every occasion ever.
Wow.
That she'll ever have in her life.
Anne is great. So cool.
I tried to do that at one point. I actually made like 12 different playlists for different emotions, and then I put in like 5 songs each one like 6 years ago, and have never updated them since. And they're actually really funny time capsules.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would have to say I love 80s music. So anytime I listen to 80s music and I like play it, I'm like, oh, I'm so cool. Like, I know what's going on. So one of my favorite songs I guess it's also like my favorite song, but I really love Best of My Love by The Emotions.
Amazing. Yeah. Best of My Love by I didn't really catch that. By who?
The Emotions.
Amazing.
Can we put that
will
on next?
Cue that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to cue that up. Yeah. We're going to.
What was the name of the song?
The music.
Best of My Love.
By The Emotions. That sounds very emotional.
Right up.
I'm excited for it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
So good to hear from you, Anne.
Yeah. I can't wait to have our interdisciplinary studies major adventures where we both don't really know what our majors are, really.
That's okay. We have a group of us.
Hopefully
we can get together.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you,
Anne. Sweet, sweet Anne.
Thank you so much for your
love
call.
You
thank you for calling in again after we accidentally hung up on you.
That's amazing. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Ah, wow, a lovely person.
I love you. time I fell, I tried to do handstands for you, but every time I fell for you, I'm permanently black and blue, permanently blue for you, for you, so black and blue, for you.
American first team, bitch. Yeah, I got a fake ID and a checklist. It goes, never meet a girl on Craigslist, and never spend your money on a necklace. 3 square meals, homie, gotta have breakfast. Real shit, she be paying for the date. I be on my Will Smith enemy estate. Keep my friends close, keep my enemies away, like they on repellent. They so jealous. I'ma do shit to just piss them off. Say you never hurt me, it's your loss. They biting on my freestyles. They tell me make my money frontin' on that weed style. I tell them I be too old for it, and I gave my brother my ID. She independent, bet these bitches never find me. I hope they don't find him though, cause they be knocking on my door, now they looking through my window. Tell me what you really want from me. Point blank, no discussion. Close mouth, close mouth, ow. I'll give it to you, no interruption. And tell me one time that you want me. I promise that I won't say nothing. Shut it up, shut it up. I'll give it to you, no interruption. And you're home, and you're home, oh. On the phone, on the phone. All alone, all alone, I'll give it to you, no interruption. In your house, oh. On the couch, on the couch. Name the time and the place and the function. I'll give it to you, no interruption.
Talking money, I don't really give a F, man. I got power like a motherfucking X-Man. Married to the game, but I'd rather be the best man. You be on the same shit all day, S-Pen. Brand new kicks while you shopping at a Payless. Do it on my first take, skipping all the Payless. See me, you could be me, but I end up on the A-List. I'm chilling with Rihanna in the KKK, mans. I'm just kidding, I'm a white kid. Hi, kids. Anderson Silva, I hit him with the high kicks. Never been really, you nothing but a sidekick. Oh, you want my space? That used to be my shit. So who's killing the game? Who's the culprit? I be working like I'm Anders Home Vic. Now I got a bunch of new friends and they all rich. Got blazers, all rich.
Tell me what you really want from me. Point blank, no discussion. Close mouth, ow.
tell me one time that you want me. I promise that I won't say nothing. Shut it up, shut it up. I'll give it to you, no interruption. In your home, oh. On the phone, all alone, all alone, I'll give it to you, no interruption. In your house, on the couch, name the time and the place and the function. I'll give it to you, no interruption. I know it's hard to give you everything you want from me. When I'm running on empty,
I'm running.
I know it's hard to be the type of dude you wanna be. Cause your girlfriend wanted me.
Oh, where she wanted though? Oh,
in your home, in your home. Oh, on the phone, on the phone. All alone, I give it to you, no interruption. In your house, oh. On the couch, name the time and the place and the function.
Give me things.
So I shut them all off. Still getting used to that. To be fair, I just started DJing 3 weeks ago.
True.
I never touched this all year.
It's a complicated board. What can we say?
It's there's really
lots
not.
Of lights. There's lots of
honestly.
There are a lot of things. To, it's not things. Complicated, but there's a lot of things to press. Yeah.
There are many things to press and slide.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The slide. Bop it, twist it, slide it.
Bop it.
I made that joke at work, and it really landed.
What's success? What are all the things on Bop It? Bop it, twist it, pull it.
I didn't play Bop It.
I never had a bop it. I just
twist it.
You got it, Emma.
I don't know.
Bop it, twist it, pull it, push it.
Oh, push it. Yeah. No. That's I have no idea.
Push it.
There's not push it. It's just bop it. Anyway.
Off track. We can look it up.
All right. So basically, we wanted to talk about that Hoodie Allen song, No Interruption, because
I really don't want to talk about it.
I think it's funny that all three of us had connections to it with high school.
I remember when this little girl from my class played it for me in one of our common rooms, and what's going on? There's a sub conversation.
Just continue your story.
All right. Yeah, that was it. She just played it for me, and I was like, oh yeah, this is what like everyone's listening to, and like I guess it kind of was, but. Yeah, that's when I knew about Hoodie Allen. And so this was right when I started my new school in high school. I went to boarding school for the second 2 years of high school. And I like really was a fish out of water for sure. And I was trying so hard to just like be a person who went to school, because I didn't do that for a lot of my life.
Just me. Girl who goes to school. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, I just like lost it. I wore like mustard peacoat jackets. Like I was so...
That sounds but really creepy. Not creepy.
Whoa.
I was going to say really freaking cool, and then by correcting it, I overcorrected it too.
Really?
As in like cool. I self bleeped to the point of having a stroke.
Yeah. So.
Wait, yeah, I feel like you were probably killing it. But, you know.
Yeah, I want a mustard-colored peacoat, like, currently.
Yeah.
Very much.
If by killing it, you mean lied about a first kiss that I had not ever had.
Like, we all didn't do that.
Every single person.
And pretended to fall asleep at the sleepover so I wouldn't have to tell the story, and then made up a really obvious lie about it.
Again.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
One time at camp, these girls came up to me, and they were like,
please, for that.
So, did you guys say deprooded yet? Did you
know?
Everyone's like, have you guys been deprooted? And I was like, what the fuck? Or what the heck?
What the frickity frack?
What the freak is that?
Yeah, the freak is that?
Okay, when you're a prude, it means you never kiss anyone or made out with them. Actually, just making out, not kissing. They're like, a peck doesn't count. Like, I've kissed like a million people. Like,
that's classic camp. Classic.
Yeah, and
that's
I was like, oh, yeah, school. Definitely, totally,
boarding
totally,
school.
Totally, totally, yes.
But we would say hook up.
Not that. No, nope. I've kissed so many people, yes.
And I was like, 100%, 100 yes. times over. So crazy.
I love kissing boys.
I love kissing boys.
I for sure. Yeah, we called it hooking up, like whatever, that, like, which is such a terrible term, especially to use in high school, because it varies literally so much.
That's kind of why everyone. I like it.
Yeah, I'm it's like, oh. I've been reverting back to saying kissing for everything. Like, I had one friend in that's high school one. That would say kissing as like literally having anal. She'd be like, yeah, we kissed. And I would be like, oh. And now I've been saying that as just blanket term for hookup, which I kind of like better.
Yeah. I guess it's a double-edged sword. I always found hookup to be, I always thought people were like doing more than I was, right, and was just like, right, it was this like vague, like really cool area that I just like hadn't stepped into. And like, I had like, by the end of my first year at boarding school, I had kissed a few boys. So that part wasn't a lie.
Go Dakota.
Yes. Go me. The stories are hilarious and definitely for another time. But I still felt like I just like was yearning for this experience that like everyone else had that they like really didn't, like, no, most of them, yeah, were significantly more sexually experienced than me in just like small ways.
So Hoodie Allen is crazy.
Yeah.
Is
the point. I was just a small girl coming out of conservatory, making it in the big world of all these prep school kids. That's the lining of that,
yeah,
story.
Honestly, that's, I'm thinking about that now, and I don't know if I'd be able to handle it at this stage of my life. I don't think I can handle boarding school. I don't know.
Yeah, handle
meaner
it?
Meaner high school.
Yeah. It was.
My high school was really mean. Not mean, because it was really nerdy, and my mascot was a calculator, so I was the chillest person there.
So I was cool.
Our mascot was a daisy, so everyone was really mean and rich.
Mean, rich, fun, yeah, flower.
Yeah.
Aren't daisies kind of like in between weeds? Like, are they like a
No. They didn't think they were, at least. I don't know. The annual daisy chain that we had at graduation cost one person's tuition, which was $60,000. So, and the
$60,000, that's as much as college.
What? Yeah, yeah. My high school was more expensive than Tufts when I first got here, I think.
Jeez,
yeah.
Louise.
But now the tuition hikes, yeah.
Yeah, they're Tufts, going up there. Tufts does that, surpasses most.
But anyway, everything. I'll be returning to my precious innocent little conservatory roots tomorrow. I'm having my first ballet class in so long. I'm going to the Boston Ballet School.
Wow.
So I'm excited to get wrecked at this bar.
Amazing.
I'm nervous and excited.
Wait, that's gonna be so great.
I'll come back with my little leotard and my bun.
Oh my goodness. That was such a long time ago that I knew those words.
Yeah. That those words crossed my lips.
Leotard and bun, yeah, was like, whoa.
Damn. I really wish I could still rock a leotard, man.
Leotard.
They're such a cute
look.
Love the leotard.
Love the leotard.
Okay, honestly, guys, should we get back to
music? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll hit some tunes. What did we
long
have up
and
next?
Necessary tangent, I would. I would play the tracks, yo.
Yeah,
as
it
they
got
fall.
A little mixed up, so I'm gonna just fix the Rooney that right now. But
they're so cute, though.
We're gonna put some music on now.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Yo, the Mrs. Couch Potato, she's in her own world in the state of San Diego. Drives a 98-0, her wager mind is way low. Pops a little girl, but he ain't too proud to say it on ice. Singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, can you tell me how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? But she don't really show that she be getting high just to balance out the lows. Daddy probably tell her, baby, that ain't how it goes. But she know daddy be mad, only when the daddy knows. Now I'm singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, can you tell me how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Did I go on dreading nothing? Now I ain't gonna dread on it, no. Trying to stop, but no, I won't. I ain't gonna tell them nothing. I ain't gonna tell them, living their life that they want me to live. No.
Can everybody shout KO, then it's nicer. Mr. Couch Potato, just like her. He loves what she does when she does what she loves. And now they got this feeling that it just might work. Singing out of here, they gon' stop us. Can you tell me, are they ever gon' stop us? You know we don't wanna be poppers. Yeah, yeah, they ain't ever gon' go. They ain't ever gon' stop us. Ever gon' stop?
Hell no.
So are we ever gon' stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gon' stop?
Hell no.
So are they ever gon' stop?
Hell no.
So are we ever gon' stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gon' stop?
Hell no.
So are they ever gon' stop?
Thank you. seem surprised to find that I'm human and that I can do things wrong. For my frailties, your heart has no room, and you go write a song. Your venom out, but I must hold my rage, and I'm feeling black and blue, like I'm beaten through and through. I'm cut. I'm black and blue. Would it give you any satisfaction if I said I can be mean? Would you then admit in our tell your stories that recount all of my sins? You always leave out the beginnings so you can look good in the ends. And I'm feeling black and blue, like I'm down.
turned around and there you were. I didn't think twice or rationalize, 'cause somehow I knew that there was more than just chemistry. I mean, I knew you were kind of into me, but I figured it's too good to be true. I said, pinch me, where's the catch this time? Can't find a single cloud in the sky. Help me before I get used to this guy. Stuff. Say that I'm your diamond in the rough. When I'm mad at you, you come with your velvet touch. Can't believe that I'm so lucky. I have never felt so happy. Every time I see that sparkle in your eyes.
Give me things I
and a fade out.
You're one in a million.
Smooth
soundboard
smooth
action.
Fade out.
Hey, you know, I think I've been doing a pretty good job.
So, in honor of Dakota bringing her chair across Boston today, she
for
walked
context,
it.
I got she, a Craigslist chair in yeah, the suburbs of South Boston yeah, and brought it to
I, even I did
Northern
not have that
Somerville.
Context.
Wow. I trekked 50 minutes from Cambridge to go get it and over an hour and a half back with a large IKEA desk chair on the T. A bus, a train, and another
a plane,
bus,
an aeroplane.
But
three or four blocks walking, and I ran into my therapist
submarine.
And he laughed at me.
Most wow. importantly, during that adventure, she walked.
I did
and
walk.
So here is a walking is a good exercise. Is good exercise, PSA.
Yeah.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. If you're wearing good walking shoes.
Is that walking? In the PSA?
No, that was an added note by me.
Okay.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's wow. safer than riding a bike.
Come wow. at me, PSA.
That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Guys, I have a story about my bike. Tell. Speaking of.
Tell.
Oh, I'm so weary about it. Okay. What happened was I had to take in my bike for a tune-up because she just needed some TLC. I use her every day. She's great, but, like, she has a lot of wear and tear. So I was like, let me just treat my baby right for once, get her a tune-up. So I took her to a place to get a tune-up, and they were like, okay, we're going to assess it, and we'll call you back with any, like, further repairs we need if, like, you need new parts and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Turns out she needed a new chain, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But I was like, will it be ready by Tuesday? Because I'm leaving to go home for the weekend, and I need my bike. For life.
And I need my bike.
Yeah, I just need it. Like, I can't not have it. So anyway, time comes. It's Tuesday today, and I have work at 2:30. And also, by the way, on the phone, they were like, yes, we'll definitely have it ready before Tuesday. Like, you can pick it up on Tuesday. And I was like, cool. So I go there, like, 15 minutes before I'm supposed to get to work, because it takes, like, 10 minutes to ride my bike from the
logistics place
that I was at to my work. Get there. There's, like, this dude in front of me in line that takes forever. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm running late. And then I get to the front of the line, and they're like, your bike's not ready. Well, it'll be ready in, like, an hour. And I'm like, baby, I don't have an hour. Come on. And I, like, get off work after the bike store closes, obviously, because, duh. And so,
hostess.
I was like, okay, fine. Like, but then I have to pick it up next week because I'm going to be out of town. And, like, I mentioned this on the phone. Like,
voice quivering.
Also, I'm, like, texting both my bosses at work being, like, sorry, running late. Like, bike trouble.
Emergency.
Bike troubles. And they're like, it's okay. So then I'm like, fine. They ended up giving me 10% off, which is way less off than I think I deserve for them, like, making me late for work and also making me pick up my bike next week.
Making you run circle.
So that was my bike trouble. But then I was like, I'm already going to be late. So then I got bubble tea to soothe myself.
Amazing.
So it was actually fun.
I'm glad that you emerged victorious.
Yeah, and that 10% I saved on bike repairs paid for my bubble tea, probably. Amazing. Like, that literal
$2. All right, we've got a couple more songs to play
song.
Us out. That would be crazy, a 12-minute song.
Yeah.
The next one is requested by Miss Daniela Sanchez, and she says that it is applicable to the theme. So just, take Super that at you model. Will. It's more modern. It just came out. Get psyched.
Get psyched.
That if I lost control or did not have control, things would just, you know, it would be fatal.
I brought in this letter to let you know I'm really leaving, and no, I'm not keeping your shit. Heard you got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new hoe too. Maybe she could come help you, maybe she could come lick you. After we're done, what's done is done. I don't want nothing else to do with it. Let me tell you a secret. I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas. All up on Valentine's Day. Why am I so
easy to forget like that. I can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you wrong for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it. Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you. Ooh, just get a load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brother and sister. Look so good together, bet they fucking for real. And they was right, that's why I stayed with you. The dick was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You was your temporary lover. For prettier women, you know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you wrong for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
So it's that time.
My mic can reach me when I'm reclined.
All right. Well, this has been Kale for Sale. Now. Thank you to all 10 of our beautiful listeners, and Anne for calling in, and Danny for the request. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're Kale for Sale every Tuesday, 10 to 11 p.m.
Yeah. Guys, next Truly. Tuesday is my last summer Kale.
Oh my gosh, and also, Becca's who's going to be here but Becca? Yay.
Becca will be back.
So, we do come full circle.
Amazing. At
Grace.
That'll be so not Grace here, but in our hearts. Maybe Grace we'll try to. Her. Oh my gosh, we should try to plan ahead and get her to call in.
That
we have
be
to plan
fun.
Ahead for that. We are still.
Where is she? Is she in Costa Rica right now?
I don't know.
Grace,
where
she's doing
are you?
Something.
She's
wherever
doing
you are.
Something.
Talk to us.
Call us.
All right, so that was that. Shout out to all of our past flames, whether they were real or imagined.
Always imagined. In my
always app, imagined. Always a little bit real.
Yeah, that last.
Oh yeah, true. You're right. They all were real.
They're all real. They're real to you. They're real.
Yeah. That last song was this French song I heard on a YouTube video, because it was actually a ballet video, bringing it back full circle. Didn't do a lot. But I listened. I actually still really like that song, but I listened to the rest of her album and I just didn't understand any of it because I really didn't speak French. And I forced myself to listen to it because I was like, oh, it's cool. Like, yeah, everyone, like, I speak French. Like, listen to this French music. But I didn't get it and I didn't really like it. But shout out to
Past
one
selves.
Song that I
past
still love, like, yeah, Past Lives.
They make us
also
who
a
we
very
are.
Born song, yeah. Past Lives.
Yeah. Lives within right. Lives truly. Within lives.
Well,
true.
Like this has been Kale for Sale signing
Kale
off.
For sale.
Thank you, everyone, for a great night.
True. Love you. Mwah.
It is 3 a.m. You've been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her, why you calling me? You wanna see a dog, oh, oh. You wanna see a lady lie flat. Will you just say her name again? Say you got a purple heart. Well, I'm a prisoner of war. Well, I ordered my own today. It'll be delivered by four. Don't wanna salute to you anymore. You wanna see a bag, count their money. You wanna see a prophet shoot their own.